This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the business station, and you are listening to Cruise Control, the car show on BFM. My name is Arif Roos, and this week I'll be running the show solo without Daniel Fernandez and Richard Bradbury, which means that I get to tell you about the wonders of the automotive world. And in this episode, I'm going to start with a story about a song. We'll get to the car part in a bit. If you were a child of the 1970s and 80s, chances are some memories have come flashing back. The band that wrote the song you're hearing right now was once referred to as the most influential group in pop history, and they will later go on to inspire acts like Gary Numan, Depeche Mode, and Human League. I am, of course, talking about synthpop legends Kraftwerk. And the topic of tonight's show is the inspiration for their 1974 album and 23-minute title track, Autobahn. Back in the 70s, Kraftwerk's Autobahn was often credited for introducing synthesizers and electronic drums to the music industry. But today, it's also become quite a nostalgic piece of car culture. Kraftwerk were a duo who loved cars and driving. The entirety of the 23-minute song you're hearing right now was inspired by a trip down the Autobahn, and it was crafted meticulously to describe and capture that feeling from the moment you start your car to the excitement and focus needed to drive at high speeds, and finally to the monotony of a road trip prefaced by the rolling hills and the passing scenery. It's simple, artistic, accurate. What is it about the Autobahn that inspired Kraftwerk to dedicate all of 23 minutes of music to it? Why is the German highway system so important and such a big thing in car culture? And most of all, should a de-restricted highway like the Autobahn even be allowed to exist in today's world? In this episode, I'm going to tell you a few things you need to know about the Autobahn, starting with its reputation. The main reason why the Autobahn is so famous amongst car enthusiasts is because of its lack of speed limits. Well, that's not entirely true. Of more than 13,000 kilometers of Autobahn, you're only allowed to go as fast as you can on 25% of its tarmac. The other 75% of the time, you're restricted to either 80, 110 or 130 kilometers an hour, depending on the conditions of the day, of course. But still, on a good day, that's about 3,250 kilometers of unrestricted highway. 1.5 times the length of our entire highway system. That's way more space to try and go as fast as you can. In my experience, driving on the Autobahn is quite a weird but pleasant experience. Traffic is cultured, well-mannered, and generally quite orderly. Everybody respects the written and unwritten laws of the road and each other's space as well. And hardly anybody goes beyond the speed limit when there is one. But once the white circular sign with five diagonal lines appears, traffic just seems to move up another gear. Suddenly, you're doing 170 in the slower of two lanes, and a jet-like turbulence from a passing Porsche hits you and leaves you in awe. You know what? I'll let this clip of Tom Hanks explaining the experience he had off the Autobahn to David Letterman tell you all about it.
I was in Berlin, I was in Dresden, I had the thing, and I did not drive because I didn't know how to get to the studio, so I had Racer X, my driver drove me every day.
Racer X?
Yes, it was the best way to describe who he was.
He was a German driver.
Yes, and he drove me, and he explained to me the deal about driving without any speed limit in Germany.
Oh, on the Autobahn.
On the Autobahn. Yep. We were driving to and from Dresden from the hotel, and I said, why are you driving so slowly? In this area, you must drive 80 kilometers an hour.
Oh.
Because there was a little sign, 80 with a circle on it. Sure. But when you go past the sign that says 120 with a line through it, the gloves are off, baby. You can drive. You can drive.
Really?
At government is off your back in Germany, and you can drive. The man says drive as fast as you want.
Is that right?
And I said, okay, we got to drive back to Berlin. I want you to unwind this VW. And man, he did. The highways in Germany are as straight and flat as airport runways. And I don't know how fast we went, but I think in the conversion, how do you convert it, Dave? Paul?
You just convert it as best you can.
You multiply it by six.
Metric into
100 kilometers is 60 miles an hour.
Okay, we were going like 120, 130, which I think is 700 miles per hour. And we went, we made it from Dresden to Berlin in about 17 minutes. It was
Whoa.
The most exciting, but here's the deal. The cheeks were pushing yeah. back like that. Slow down, Racer X, slow down! He actually did stop at one point because he had to pee.
Mm.
But we still made it.
And
like
this was all in a...
I loved it. And the only time I got scared was no matter how fast you're driving in Germany, someone is driving faster than
sure.
you.
That's right.
And you cannot linger in that left lane. If you do, they will.
A lot of light flashing.
They'll pull your passport.
Yeah,
right? So you got to get back over.
Yeah.
And when another car passes you, when you are driving as fast as physics allowed, it does not pass you like meow. It doesn't. It passes you like this. No.
Yes, that's right.
And a blur
That's
goes
right.
past you.
And you could be sucked into their...
I mean, that car, you know,
yeah.
go like that.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's a red blur, sometimes mm-hmm. it's a white blur. Yeah! It goes past you like that. It's kind of like Romeo.
Tom Hanks couldn't have described it any better. But having said that, like most highways, the Autobahn isn't immune to heavy traffic. It is, after all, a network of arteries that transports goods all across and right through Germany and Europe. So these days, you'll often have to go searching for an empty stretch of Autobahn. We're gonna take a break right now, but when we come back, we're gonna be discussing how the Autobahn actually works and zooming into a debate about speed that's lasted since the 1970s. Stay tuned to Cruise Control on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, welcome back to Cruise Control. My name is Arif Roos, and tonight we're discussing the Autobahn, also known as the fastest highway network in the world, where traffic moves at an average speed of 142 kilometers an hour. That's 88 miles an hour to you, Marty McFly. A highway that moves this fast mainly needs two things. One, good engineering and design, and two, drivers that completely understand how it works. The Autobahn is known for being one of the gold standards in road design and engineering because it's typically wide with gentle curves and runway smooth tarmac. It's also got surveillance cameras everywhere with 5 series police-spec BMWs waiting to attend to the slightest traffic incident. And the painted white lines? It never seems to fade as well. And the reflective nature guides you constantly when the streetlights stop. Even the merging lane is mandated to be over 2 football fields long, ensuring that you have enough time to get up to Autobahn speed. It's very, very clearly engineered to be driven quickly, safely, and smoothly. And Germany makes sure that all of its citizens completely understand their responsibilities as drivers of the Autobahn as well. And in that driving test, it's not just about parallel parking or using your signals like we have here. For starters, getting a driver's education in Germany costs about 2,000 euros, and it's extremely extensive. The theory test itself requires over 14 hours of learning, and during the test you're only allowed 3 wrong answers. And once you've got a learner's permit, you're required to go through at least 18 hours of practice on public roads in every situation. And that includes rain, rush hour, urban, suburban, and Autobahn driving, and even a minimum of 3 hours driving at night. And in these driving schools, you'll learn that if you break down, you need to wear a high visibility jacket and you need to put your warning triangle at least 150 meters behind your breakdown point. You'll learn stuff like you could get fined for hogging the fast lane and undertaking as well. And you'll learn that tailgating would cost you 400 euros and your license for 3 months, while also learning that the German definition of tailgating is the distance in meters that's equal to half the speed. So essentially, if you're driving at 100 kilometers an hour, you need to be more than 50 meters behind the car in front. But regardless of well-engineered roads and an extensive driver's education, driving at high speeds comes with increased risk and a 40-year-old debate about the very existence of the Autobahn. Since the 1970s, the German parliament had been heeding calls for speed limits on the Autobahn, citing safety and environmental concerns. And while a lot of research and experiments were run, it typically found that imposing a speed limit on the Autobahn made negligible differences in fatality rates and pollution. But despite this, continued pressure in the 90s and 2000s did eventually force the German government to act on making the Autobahn safer through the 4 E's, which are education, enforcement, engineering, and emergency response. And gradually, more speed limits were eventually introduced to more parts of the Autobahn. But today, as Europe tussles with the climate emergency and with tons of new research on how pollution negatively affects human health, there is an increasing pressure to restrict the famous Autobahn. Last year, in 2019, the German Green Party introduced a motion to restrict the Autobahn to 130 kilometers an hour, and predictably, it got thrown out. The motion was reintroduced earlier this year, and you guessed it, it got thrown out too.
Leaked plans by a parliamentary commission to consider enforcing a speed limit on Germany's famous autobahns has really sparked a very heated debate in this car-obsessed country, Maeve. And Andreas Scheuer, Germany's transport minister, is the latest politician to weigh in on the debate. He did not mince his words in an interview with the Bild am Sonntag, the Bild newspaper, on Sunday. He said that he really denounced claims that a speed limit would be better for the environment by reducing emissions and also be safer. He said that this was a masochistic debate, one that threatened the personal freedom of drivers, and one which he said was ultimately environmental groups trying to attack the car industry, therefore attacking citizens and also their jobs. Scheuer in this article also quoting a public statement that was made by 100 leading German doctors who say that they think that the World Health Organization claims that car emissions, especially nitrous oxide, are dangerous to personal health, are overblown. These doctors saying they really don't see that nitrous oxide has that much an effect on the human body. So Scheuer is saying now that he wants to go to the European Council and ask for emissions to be revised. But this has sparked a counter attack by other leaders in the medical profession. International groups of heart and lung surgeons published their retort to this in Germany's Frankfurter Allgemeine broadsheet on Sunday, saying nitrous oxide is really dangerous to public health and explaining and detailing their findings. So this is really not only pitting leaders of the medical international community against each other, it's also dragging citizens into the debate. According to a poll, 52% of Germans think a speed limit would be a good idea if it did help the environment. And it has also, of course, invited the police union to weigh in. Police saying they believe a speed limit of 130 kilometres an hour would be a good idea and could reduce deaths on Germany's motorways by around 25% per year.
There's a famous argument used by politicians and the public alike when debates about speed limits on the Autobahn arises. It's that 12% of all fatal accidents occurred on the Autobahn, while more than 60% occurred in the urban and suburban areas. On top of that, statistics show that rural roads have a higher fatality rate than the Autobahn does. And additionally, despite the Autobahn's lack of speed limits, the fatality rate is actually amongst the speed-limiting neighbouring countries like France, Finland and Switzerland. But these statistics do actually hide some startling facts. In 2012, almost half of fatalities on the Autobahn involved excessive speeding, a term used to define a car travelling much faster than the rest of the traffic does or than the road condition allows. And generally, that's quite a common sight on the de-restricted parts of the Autobahn. But it's arguments like this that makes it difficult for environmentalists and safety groups to introduce some sort of speed limits to the Autobahn. And with the German car industry contributing 5% to Germany's GDPs and employing 820,000 people and exporting 77% of the cars it produces, politicians have historically tended to side with car companies, fearing that any changes would affect and perhaps damage the German economy. But as the EU's emissions targets piles increasing pressure on automakers and their respective governments to move towards electric vehicles, what will happen to the world's fastest highway network? Will it still continue to be the world's fastest highway, or will it cease to exist in the near future? That's the debate that Germany is going to have to go through. That's it for tonight's show, folks. As usual, if you've missed any part of this podcast, visit bfm.my or download our app from the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page as well, at BFM Cruise Control, where you'll find some photos, news, views and reviews. Let me know what you think of tonight's show, because it is kind of the first of its kind for Cruise Control. I'm Arif Roos, and this has been Cruise Control on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.